بادِ صبا کا جھونکا جب خوشگوار آئے اور دوش پر صبا کے خوشبو یار آئے. صلی علی کا تحفہ ہر ایک گام لے جا, میرا سلام لے جا.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سورۃ الواقعہ is where we are at, and that is chapter 56 verse 71. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Now tell me about the fire that you kindle. What about, think about this. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ, tell us, say, look at the fire that you kindle. Think about it. Ponder over it. أَأَنتُمْ أَنشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنشِئُونَ. Is it you who have originated its tree, or are we the originator? So you know we've been speaking on this, and this year is especially, attention should be for those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being. For those who have turned atheist. Some of us have iman, but our actions and the way we're living our lives, our thoughts, is as if though we don't have no iman. So for us, there's a lesson, but to a higher degree, it is for those who have gone towards disbelief, and also the belief of which is there is no one, and there's no one that's going to resurrect us. There's no questioning. So do as you want in this worldly life. Allah says, verse 72, أَأَنتُمْ أَنشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنشِئُونَ. Is it you who have originated its tree, or are we the originator? Then verse 73, نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. We have made it a reminder and a benefit for travelers in deserts. We have made it a reminder. A reminder of what? Of Allah's infinite power, the fire of hell that's going to come. And so that's تَذْكِرَة. See, تَذْكِرَة. To serve as a reminder and also as a benefit, mata'an, benefit, lil muqween, muqween, lil muqween. Muqween is derived from the word iqwa, and what does this mean? It means waste, it means barren land, it means ruin, it means desert. So what does this mean when we put it together? Muqween means a traveler or wayfarer of a desert who alights to prepare his meals. You're going for pedal jama'at, tabligh, 4 months. So they'll stop on the road, they'll make breakfast, they'll have this. So you stop, you're going to eat something, and then you carry on. So muqween, a traveler. You're going to Durban, you stop halfway, Harrismith. You're gonna purchase something to drink. This is what it is. وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. So that fire, it is a benefit for travelers in deserts, in different places. So those days they were very streetwise, meaning that they could utilize, they could make use of natural resources and live by it. They didn't need charcoal. They didn't need blitz. They could do with the natural resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So proclaim the purity of the name of your sustainer, the magnificent. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So proclaim the purity of the name of your sustainer, the magnificent. See, the logical, rational conclusion of the above considerations, where we spoke about that liquid, the dirty liquid, where we spoke about the creation of man, where we spoke about different, the greenery, the plants, when we spoke about now the fire, all of these, the water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us on. After coming to know all of this, Allah drew our attention towards this. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So proclaim the purity of the name of your sustainer, the magnificent. All the above considerations we've just passed through, it is for man to believe in the all-encompassing divine power and in his oneness, to declare the purity of the great sustainer, for that is the way to express his gratitude. Then Allah says, verse 75, فَلَا أُقَسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. So I swear by the setting places of the stars. So previously we were speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put about these verses, rational arguments, support of life after death, inviting attention to Allah's infinite power. Now these current verses, it is meant to prove this fact by giving references and to show you that siyah, that is the Quran Sharif. So Allah takes an oath by the setting places of the stars. And this is verse 75. When you say la uqsimu, fala uqsimu, fala uqsimu, fa, so la uqsimu, la. La, you know, because you recited la ilaha illallah. So it's negation. Negation. So it is not translated, you won't find it in the translation word for word. Because idiomatically, if you look at it, it's prefixed to oath. So for example, La wallah, no by Allah. No by Allah. So you're negating that what was said, and then by Allah. And you know this. Once you say, and we give this example from time to time, you say to a person, I don't like you. I don't like you. The person now feels disturbed. But you say, I love you. I love you. Look at this verse in Suratul Anbiya. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verse 106, chapter 21. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, meaning Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to the entire universe. Except as a mercy to the entire universe. See, we have not sent you except as a mercy to the entire universe. You saw? So that emphasis is brought about. So la, no. Wallah, for example. By Allah, this is truth. So that's la. If you see those who are the linguists, they say that the particle la, some of them say, it expresses za'ida. It means that it's just added there. But others have said, no, this cannot be. Every word of the Quran Sharif, it's got some meaning in it. So, this to say that it brings about this La, and then you are now going to take your oath. Negate. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. So, when you're doing the translation, you won't say no or this. So, I swear by the setting places of the stars. If you look at this, مَوَاقِعَ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. If you look at Surah An-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the star when it goes down to set. So the oath of stars is qualified by the setting time. The wisdom underlying this is that when the stars set, their function seems to have been cut off from the horizon, and we witness effects of their vanishing. So, to look at it from this angle, what lesson can we take from this verse? Allah, it seems just like an oath, but no, those who go into it, from this also there's a lesson. When you see the stars, if you just turn to Surah At-Tabarak, Surah At-Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, so turn to the verse, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. We have beautified the closest sky with masabih, this is stars. So when you see those stars, and then you wake up in the morning. Remember Ibrahim alayhi salam? He said, Hada Rabbi, for the moon. He said, for the sun. He said, and when it vanished, no. But he was trying to drive a point to say that if, hypothetically speaking, you telling me that this is my sustainer, then this perishes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing attention and with reference to what you see and giving you these reasoning to make you think that there is a being. So how can you then disbelieve in Allah? So when you look at the stars, the proof in their perishability, the proof of their dependence on divine power should draw you closer to Allah. That is why you find scientists, some of them, when they are really grand, when they utilize their real sincere intelligence, they come to the conclusion that there is one Allah, and they accept Iman. They come to the conclusion that there is one Allah, and then they bring Iman. When they really ponder, Allah then opens up for them. It's destined, they're going to get Iman. But when you can come in and say the Big Bang theory, and you can come in and come with your Darwin's theory, all of these lies, corruption, then you go further and further into your own stupidity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Allah takes an oath. Why does a person, if I have to take an oath, why do I take an oath? I'm taking an oath because I want to strengthen what I'm going to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, and by the setting of the stars. What's the oath? What is it to emphasize, to stress? This is verse 76. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And indeed, it is a great oath if you are to appreciate. So this comes in. Verse 77 is where we're looking at. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is surely the noble Quran. This is those oaths you are looking at. When you looked at verse 75, 76. This is the subject of the oath. Verse 75, 76, that was the oath. And when you say the subject of the oath, Jawabul Qasam, this is what you say in Arabic, the subject of the oath. Why? The objective of why those oaths were taken is in this verse, verse 77. Innahu laqur'anun kareem. The Quran is a noble and glorious book. The verse refutes the assumption of the pagans that this book, this major beautiful kitab, in which is ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, absolutely no doubt in, has been forged. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. That's what they say, the pagans. So it is to refute their assumptions. Oh, that Allah forbid, their statements that this is a speech inspired by the devil. Allah protect us. Fi kitabim maknoon. Verse 78. In a protected book, the preserved tablet. So what is the fi kitabim maknoon? Kitabim maknoon, what's this? Lawhul mahfood, the preserved tablet. A protected book. Remember from there, it came, Jibreel alayhi salam came down with it, verse by verse. And from this, we'll move to verse 79. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. That it is not touched except by the purified ones. So here it is meaning the angels. But we are going to go into more details of this verse in our next session, inshallah. Allah give me hidayat. Always recite verse 8, Surah Ali Imran. And that is, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. So that is verse number 8, Surah Ali Imran. O Allah, do not let our hearts stray after you've guided it. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ. And grant us mercy from your side. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.